Exploring both social and personal histories, I am drawn to areas of human interaction that reflect the fragile nature of our existence. Society's use of behaviour regulating practices, together with its need to order and dominate the environment, is of particular interest. At first glance, the four masks appear purely medical. Their form and colour scheme closely resemble industrially manufactured, commercially available medical supplies. However, the meticulous, handcrafted nature of the work and the stillness it evokes invites the viewer to consider alternative readings of the work, which is particularly pertinent in 2021. As the title suggests, this work is about silence. The masks are a symbol for breathing in, breathing out, consciousness, loss of consciousness, repression, liberation, power of communication, denial of speech, and ultimately life and death. The starting point for silence was the treatment of women in Victorian prisons who were forced to knit as a form of hard labour. They were made to work in silence for many hours each day, in dedicated knitting rooms where the conditions were often deplorable. The primary function of this labour was to subdue the so-called passionate and reckless temperament of the female prisoner. The women usually made functional objects, such as shawls, stockings, and caps, which were used within the prison or sold commercially, some going to medical institutions. The physical act of making silence was highly significant. Each mask was extremely labour-intensive, being hand-knitted and crocheted with embroidery thread, the repetition of stitches echoing the female prisoner's labour. I made silence nearly two decades before the world was changed by COVID-19. The mask, now a critical component in fighting the disease, provides protection from and containment of the virus. It has developed into the most visible icon for the pandemic, used by billions of people worldwide. It is no longer merely medical, becoming a symbol for loss and hardship, for political propaganda, for expressing individualism, and as a result has given new meaning and poignance to silence.